This is Diane Horn, your host on the sustainability segment of Mind Over Matters on KEXP Seattle 90.3 FM and on the web at kexp.org. My guests this morning are Kathy Tuttle, Executive Director of Seattle Neighborhood Greenways, and Deb Sahls, Executive Director of BikeWorks. Kathy and Deb are here today to give us an update on citywide implementation of greenways, including the work of the Rainier Valley Greenway Group. Welcome to you both.
Thank you, Diane.
Thanks.
Would you remind us, what is a greenway?
This is Kathy, and a greenway is a street that's prioritized for people, a residential street that is generally close to where the commercial corridors are, so it connects schools, business districts, parks. And as I said, it's prioritized for people, so cars go 20 miles per hour, people can park on the greenway, but it's for people, so it's safe for people and healthy for people.
Would you elaborate on why it's worthwhile to promote greenways?
This is Kathy again, and the reason that we really are supportive of greenways is because we really do want to connect people to their environments. We want safe ways for people to get around, and we've found that this is the best way to have a safe, connected city.
And BikeWorks is involved in the Greenways project because our mission is to build sustainable communities by educating youth and promoting bicycling, and we find that it's very hard to promote bicycling if people don't feel safe on the road. So finding safe routes and safe ways to get to where we want to go is important.
So Deb, you said a few words about BikeWorks. Kathy, would you like to say a few words about your group, the Seattle Neighborhood Greenways?
Sure. Our mission is to identify, advocate for, and activate safe, healthy streets all over Seattle. And we have a vision, actually, of getting 250 miles of these safe greenway routes in Seattle in the next 10 years. By safe, we mean streets that elders, our children, people in wheelchairs, people on bicycles can use with dignity. And so far, we've had great success, certainly since the last time I talked to you, Diane, in getting city investments and community investment in the whole greenway idea.
And who is involved in the Seattle Greenways Group?
Right now, we have 23 local grassroots neighborhood groups who are involved in greenways, including Rainier Valley Greenways. And these groups have taken it upon themselves to advocate for their own greenway systems and to activate those systems as well. We have people in neighborhoods from Lake City to Rainier Valley all over Seattle. And in fact, this movement is growing outside of Seattle as well. We have East Side members, people in Shoreline, people south of Seattle in Burien and White Center. We're really excited to see how this whole idea has taken off.
Before we go on and focus on greenways, Deb, would you like to say a few more words about BikeWorks?
I stated our mission, but BikeWorks is known for our community bike shop, which brings in earned income that helps with our programs. We have a lot of youth programs and adult programs. One of our signature programs is Earn a Bike, where youth can put in community service hours by learning how to repair a bike. The first bike they repair is for somebody else in the community, and then they earn a bike for themselves and fix that up. And we recycle bicycles. So if anyone has a bike to donate, BikeWorks would gladly take it and use it in our programs and get it back out in the community.
Now let's go on and focus back on greenways. How is a greenway different from an ordinary street? Would you say more about that?
Well, the first difference, of course, is that it is prioritized for people. That means that vehicles on it, motorized vehicles on it, need to go 20 miles an hour or less, because that's a safe speed for people who are walking and biking on that street. The next thing that a greenway needs to do is to prioritize people who are trying to get across the street. So that means that cars stop when a pedestrian crosses the street. And finally, greenways can be green. This is something that I'm looking forward to as we develop more greenways. We can put trees, we can get community art, we can get benches, we can get things that actually reclaim our streets as public places, as places for people. I'm really excited about that aspect of greenway development.
What is different for motorists on a greenway?
Well, people in cars on greenways need to go 20 miles an hour. Anyone who's driven around a school zone knows that 20 miles an hour is pretty slow. That's great for people, though. It makes people who are elderly trying to cross the street, it makes children trying to cross the street or going to school or playing in the street feel much more comfortable. People who are motorists need to be alert, be awake while they're driving. This is a street that says to motorists, pay attention. This is a place for people.
Other than speed limit, what methods are used to slow traffic?
The most common one on the greenways in the Seattle system is speed humps. These are small bumps that actually are engineered to make it uncomfortable for a car to go faster than 20 miles an hour. They're very effective. Seattle is also starting to use something called speed tables, which are generally speed bumps, but they're placed at intersections, at intersection crossings, so that the intersection itself is raised as people cross it, and it forces cars, of course, to stop as they come to that intersection.
How do you recognize a greenway?
Part of it is we're trying to create signage so that people know the routes and make sure that they're well publicized, that people know which routes are greenways.
I think the other thing that as we develop these greenway networks is that they will be the greener places of Seattle. Our ideal is to have, as I said, 250 miles in the next 10 years. That means that there will be a greenway every quarter mile around Seattle. It will be a net, a fabric of safe streets around Seattle. And I think these will be places where people start to do things that make those greenway networks much more park-like. There'll be more trees, there'll be more benches, there'll be more places for children to play, there'll be places that elders feel comfortable walking and sitting and being outside. I hope that in the future, as we get a network of greenways, there'll be more people biking and using these places as a very healthy alternative to being on much more busy commercial streets.
Where does the funding for greenways in Seattle come from?
To date, most of the funding has come from the Department of Transportation, from the Bridging the Gap levy, and also from some school speed zone cameras. So we've had incredible success in getting city investments into Seattle neighborhood greenways. We've had about $15 million in city investments in the greenway networks in the last 2 years, based almost entirely on the networks that the local greenway groups have suggested to the city. So that includes both greenway routes in Ballard, Beacon, Delridge, Northeast Seattle, and Wallingford, and in safety improvements on crossing the street, signals and traffic islands to allow people to safely get across streets.
In which neighborhoods have greenways been completed? I think you said them. But
sure, let me repeat that. So that's Ballard, Beacon Hill, Delridge, Northeast Seattle, and Wallingford.
How is the success of the greenways being monitored or measured?
The actual greenway routes are being monitored now by a set of bike counters that the Department of Transportation has recently put up on all of the current greenways. We do need to have some way of monitoring pedestrian use of the greenways as well. The other element of a greenway that we really haven't gotten into yet, Diane, and I'm sure Deb has a lot more to say about this, is the greenway network itself is actually pretty simple to implement within a residential corridor. It's once you get to those arterials that you need to cross, those busy commercial streets, those four-lane streets or those three-lane streets where there's lots of truck and bus traffic, getting people across those streets, whether they're children or elderly or on a bicycle, takes a lot of engineering and a lot of thought. And that's another element of the greenway system that I think needs to get both evaluated and implemented in a really smart way.
I'm Diane Horn, and my guests are Kathy Tuttle, Executive Director of Seattle Neighborhood Greenways, and Deb Sauls, Executive Director of BikeWorks. Our topic is Seattle Greenways, and you are tuned to the sustainability segment of Mind Over Matters on listener-powered KEXP 90.3 FM and on the web at kexp.org. What is your sense of how much the greenways that have been installed are getting used at this point?
Well, so far we've evaluated ourselves as local groups what's going on in Ballard, Beacon Hill, Delridge, Northeast Seattle, and Wallingford, and there is more use. I mean, people are discovering these safer, more pleasant streets on their own. Where, again, we're running into, literally into a roadblock, is getting across those busy intersections. And this is true in all of those five greenway routes that I've mentioned so far. What we're finding is that people have a great time along the greenway, but then once they get to a busy commercial street, they're stopped. And so the idea, if we're going to connect 250 linked miles in Seattle, we need to have those connections across those busy arterials, those busy commercial streets made.
What is the process for getting greenways implemented in a given neighborhood?
It's complicated, although so far it's been easy, but I think as more groups are excited about the potential of having a linked network of safe streets in their neighborhoods. There's going to be more competition for scarce resources. The actual greenway itself, that segment of road that is prioritized for people, is actually a pretty simple thing to put in place. In fact, we've had neighborhoods, Greenwood Finney, for example, has done something called pop-up greenways, where they actually just put signs up on the telephone poles and say, this is a greenway. And with the blessing of the Department of Neighborhoods and the Department of Transportation saying that this is a proposed greenway route. That's simple. The difficult part of implementing a greenway, where the money is spent and where the difficulty is with working with the Department of Transportation and the public, is getting across those busy streets. I wish Deb would actually say something about what's going on in Rainier Valley and the streets and crossing streets.
In the Rainier Valley Greenways, we've been working a lot on the arterial issue. We have two very busy streets that run through the Rainier Valley, MLK and Rainier, and both are dangerous streets to cross and to traverse on. There are lots of accidents on Rainier. I think it's noted as one of the highest pedestrian and bicycle accident routes. So we have been trying to figure out where our greenway could work. Often in Seattle, there's lots of hills. Rainier Valley is one of those places, too, where Rainier and MLK are really the flattest routes, but it's not the best place to put a greenway. So we did a few things. We had some University of Washington students come in and do a signal timing study where they looked at crossings in both Columbia City, across Rainier, and in Rainier Beach, across Rainier at a couple intersections, and then compared it with some intersections on the north side of Seattle. And we found that on the Rainier, we just really didn't have enough time to cross the street safely, particularly if there were youth or elderly, somebody that needed a little bit more time to cross the street. It was just very quick between having the light turn and say you could walk and when it was saying don't walk. So we're still working with SDOT on that. They're doing some more study, but we hope that will change because I think that will make it safer and easier for everyone.
To what extent have there been objections to building greenways?
Well, first of all, the biggest pushback started out being the Seattle Department of Transportation. And thank you, Seattle Department of Transportation, for now fully embracing the idea of greenways, because it is the way that they're seeing that active transportation, that means people walking and biking, can get safely around Seattle with the lowest cost investment possible. So we started out with not having that buy-off from the city of Seattle itself, and now the city of Seattle is totally bought into it. The pushback that we get from the local community comes primarily from people that don't understand what a greenway is. They're a little afraid that their cars will be taken away, their parking will be taken away. And in fact, this is one of the beauties of greenways, is that in fact, you can drive, you can park. Putting a car on a greenway is not at odds with what a greenway does. It's just you have to be in your car and pay attention. You have to be in your car and notice that there are other people, vulnerable people, who are walking and biking beside you. So using your car, parking your car on a greenway is just fine. Once people understand that what we're doing is just reclaiming a street for everyone, reclaiming a street for a public space, reclaiming a street for a quiet use, they suddenly say, of course, I want this in my neighborhood. So we've had people change their minds completely about whether they want a greenway or not once they understand what it is.
Which greenway projects are likely to be fully implemented in 2014?
There are a number of different greenway projects that the Department of Transportation is looking at. The ones that are highest on their list right now are the next segment of the Ballard Greenway. So there's a vision that the Ballard Greenways group has of building something called the Ballard Box. That is a linked 7-mile network that circles Ballard in a box-like shape. So the next piece of that is going to get put in place. There's extensions of existing greenways. So there's an extension on the Northeast Greenway that's going to be put in place. I believe there's a lot of traffic signal work that's going to be done in the Rainier Valley, which is just wonderful to hear about. There are bits and pieces all over Seattle. The Department of Transportation is looking more at West Seattle, a little bit at South Park. So the idea is to have this linked network. So it's both completing segments of the Greenway network that have already been put in place, as well as starting new ones. So eventually they'll all radiate out and create this 250-mile net over Seattle. I also forgot another major greenway system that will be going in, which is a spine route. We're not sure exactly where, but somewhere along the 23rd Avenue corridor in the Central District.
How does the Seattle Department of Transportation prioritize which greenway is going to be implemented next?
Again, a very complicated question, Diane. The Bicycle Master Plan has a prioritization matrix. The Pedestrian Master Plan is about to be looked at for review and updating. Both of those will have prioritization standards that will include issues of equity, issues of geography, issues of kind of community desire, and all of those will be balanced with the amount of resources that are available.
You alluded to the Bicycle Master Plan. In what ways will the updated Bicycle Master Plan currently under consideration by the city contribute to neighborhood greenways?
The Bicycle Master Plan has many routes on it already, so part of the Master Plan includes some proposed on-street separated bike lanes, but then a lot of the routes are greenways, both major greenways and then residential secondary greenways.
What do you see as the role of greenways compared to protected bike lanes on arterial roads?
Well, greenways really can't go on arterial roads. The nature of a greenway is to be on a residential street. They connect definitely to separated bike lanes, and they work well in creating this citywide network of places that are safe for people walking and biking. Separated bike lanes, of course, have a particular purpose, which is to separate bicycle traffic on major arterial roads. And there are places that people need to go. I mean, people need to go on busy streets on their bicycles, and the safest way they can do that is to have some sort of a barrier between them and fast-moving traffic. So they play a really important role in the whole network. But we need good sidewalks, we need good street crossings, we need good greenways, we need all of it. And a good way to start is with a greenway network that leads to those separated bikeways.
You are tuned to the sustainability segment of Mind Over Matters on KEXP Seattle 90.3 FM and on the web at kexp.org. I'm Diane Horn, and my guests are Kathy Tuttle, Executive Director of Seattle Neighborhood Greenways, and Deb Sahls, Executive Director of BikeWorks. Our topic is Seattle greenways. How much does it cost to put in greenways?
The actual cost of a greenway along a roadway is relatively inexpensive. All that's needed is some speed bumps, some stop signs sometimes to make sure that vehicles prioritize people. That means that cars stop at intersections for people walking along the greenways or biking along the greenways. Those are pretty inexpensive things to put in. Where you run into big costs, of course, are if a greenway along the greenway needs a lot of pavement improvements or needs sidewalk improvements or needs sidewalks. Or the other very big cost for greenways is getting across those busy commercial streets. When you're looking at putting in a traffic signal, you're looking upwards of $250,000. That's where the big costs for putting in a greenway system are. But we do want people to be able to safely walk across busy commercial streets, so we feel that's a very worthwhile investment in a greenway network.
Let's focus now in more detail on the Rainier Valley Greenways Group. You've said a bit about that earlier, but what led to your group getting started?
Well, Seattle Neighborhood Greenways had a few active groups. We started Labor Day 2012, so we were getting going over the last year and a half and meeting, bringing a group together that was concerned about the roadways. So we were not on the front end of all the Seattle neighborhood greenways. Some of those had started before us, but we had heard about it and knew it was important in our neighborhood as well on the south side of Seattle. So a group of concerned citizens got together and just started talking about what routes are safe to cross, what routes are safe and fun to ride on, bike on, walk on, and then where were the problem areas? And we started identifying those on a map. This is the way that a lot of the Greenways groups got started and continue to do their work with community mapping exercises. A lot of that feedback then was uploaded into the whole Seattle Neighborhood Greenways system, and that feedback was then given to the Seattle Department of Transportation and ultimately helped to lend a lot of information for the Bicycle Master Plan, and I'm sure it will lend to the Pedestrian Master Plan when that's in the works as well.
Who is involved in the Rainier Valley Greenways? Which segments of the community?
We try to reach all segments of the community. There's a core group of folks that are getting together monthly, but then we also wanted to make our system of reaching out to people a little bit different and not expecting people to come to a regular monthly meeting. And we know that there's only certain people that are going to do that, and so we invite people all the time, but we also are doing lots and lots of outreach. So we've identified about 140 different community organizations within the south side of Seattle. and we are taking these meetings to them. So we first have one-on-one meetings with leaders of these organizations and then find a time when we might be able to hook up with a meeting they already have going. Maybe they have a youth group, maybe they have an elders group, maybe they have a regular monthly meeting. And so we bring the Greenways information to them versus kind of expecting people always to come out to a meeting for us.
Would you like to say a few words about your Mind Mixer site?
Yeah, we have a new website that's on using this platform called Mind Mixer, and it allows for a lot of different social interaction. It's a site that's used by some cities. Municipalities have used it to get feedback about all different kinds of things, including roads. So we are posting different questions. We just had some meetings in Hillman City, and so we posted on there and asked people to continue to provide feedback even after meetings so that virtually people can still give comment and talk about different parts of their neighborhood and parts that are working well and parts maybe that aren't working so well on the roads.
How are you going to be focusing your efforts during 2014?
Our efforts are really around the outreach to continue to get the word out about what greenways are, where they might possibly be going, where people think they should go. We also are doing a lot of audits. We're doing bicycle and walking audits of the proposed greenways. And all of that information is also being uploaded and given to the Seattle Department of Transportation so that we can look at those proposed routes and say, maybe sidewalks need to be fixed here. Or maybe if you're walking after it's gotten dark, this whole section is very, very dark. There's no streetlights or something. So we want people to know that going in and just getting people used to the idea that some of these streets could become safer and friendlier to walk and bike on.
What kind of feedback are you getting from the community so far?
People are really excited. I think that it's an easy conversation to have with people since people are on the roads every day. You're either walking it, you're biking it, you're driving on it. So a lot of people have feedback and a lot of information that they want to share once you start talking about Seattle streets.
What are the key challenges for greenway implementation?
I guess the biggest challenge to implement a greenway is to fully engage the community in understanding what's possible on their street. I think that people don't realize that their streets are a public space. They don't realize that people can freely access their streets. I mean, a street is really no different than a park in some ways. I mean, it all is public land that we pay for, that we own. And the possibilities, I think, with greenways are endless. We really can reclaim our streets as places that children can play in. I mean, it seems like radical to say this in 2014, but 50 years ago, people did play in the street. People did own their streets in a very different way. I think that the challenge that I see is putting forward a vision of a street as something more than a pipe for a car. It's a place for a person. It's a place that people can use that's right outside their front door. For me, that's the biggest challenge, is communicating that big vision. It's more than just this linked network of safe streets. It's a linked network of real public space.
What have you learned about what works and what doesn't work in regard to planning and implementing greenways?
Let me go first to what works. And what works is actually getting full community buy-in in where a greenway system goes. We've been really fortunate in having this very strong grassroots volunteer group identify the greenway system that they want. In fact, in the Bicycle Master Plan, 95% of the greenways in the Bicycle Master Plan came directly from community-led organizations. That's a great kind of success in getting greenways implemented because there's already huge community support to make it happen. Probably the challenge that we're looking at in the future is money. You know, it's one of those things. You know, you really do need money to do some of the implementation. Those traffic signals are necessary. Those traffic islands, those changes to the street infrastructure are necessary and costly. So even though the city has put a lot of money into greenways, we're going to need a couple $1 million more to make it happen.
I think the other thing is just making sure the broad public understands what a greenway is and understands the vision. You know, there are other cities where if you say a greenway, almost everyone would know what that is. I think we're still in Seattle trying to get the word out about what a greenway is, what the vision is, and how it can be so great for Seattle as it has been for other communities.
Deb makes a good point. I mean, the thing that we haven't mentioned to date is that both Vancouver, BC to the north and Portland to the south have a linked network of greenway systems in place, both of them around 100 miles. And they really have transformed both of those cities.
What is the focus of your efforts going to be for 2014? Deb, you mentioned for the Rainier Valley, but Kathy, looking citywide, what will be the focus of Seattle Neighborhood Greenways?
In 2014, our goal is to fully engage the new mayor, of course, and fully engage the city council in this vision of 250 miles of a linked greenway system that's going to be built in the next 10 years. That's going to take a lot of ramping up. We have a lot of partnerships already built with other active transportation advocacy groups. I should mention that Cascade Bicycle Club, of course, BikeWorks, Washington Bikes, Commute Seattle, Feet First, and I'm probably forgetting a few groups, but we're really working on the whole picture. We really want to see this activated, safe street that's healthy for all people put into place. And our focus in 2014 is going to be on evaluating what's already there and figuring out ways that we can encourage the Department of Transportation to build more quickly, more safely, and embrace the entire city of Seattle in this vision of greenways.
What do you see as the most effective methods to bring about change towards safer streets?
One of the things we try to highlight is that whenever there are any accidents involving a pedestrian or a bicyclist, that we draw attention to that, bring media attention to it, bring community members together. So we've done a number of memorial walks and vigil walks at the site of those accidents so that people can really understand that these are lives, this is important, and it's important that our streets are safer.
I'd have to concur with Deb. Memorial walks have been a unique way of bringing together the city, the mayor, the police, the Department of Transportation, the community, and the victims of these awful traffic collisions, and making it possible for people to see this is a life, this is a street that can be fixed. And we've made real change with these vigil walks, anywhere from getting traffic signals installed to getting a complete road rechannelization on Northeast 75th to just changing the conversation to say it's not just about your ability to speed on a roadway, it's about the ability of everyone to use the street. So as an advocacy tool, I've found few things more powerful than a memorial walk.
Well, what's the message you'd like to leave our listeners with?
I think it's get out there, walk more, bike more, use the streets. I think the more of us that are out there doing those things, getting out of our cars, the safer it will eventually become, because people will know in their cars they need to look out for people that are biking and walking.
And I guess, Diane, you know we've talked before, and you know I am a climate warrior. And the reason that I'm in this whole greenway movement, why I'm leading it with Seattle Neighborhood Greenways, who is always looking for volunteers, please do volunteer with us. The reason that we're doing this work, why I'm doing this work as a climate warrior, is because I believe that the potential of our streets is huge. I think that we're underutilizing a huge public resource. 30% of our land is dedicated to cars, maybe 35% in Seattle, the city proper. We can use that space, as a public resource. I think it's time that we changed our perspective on what our streets can be.
Well, thanks so much for being here, to both of you. You are just listening to Kathy Tuttle, Executive Director of Seattle Neighborhood Greenways, and Deb Sahls, Executive Director of BikeWorks. For more information, check on the web at seattlegreenways.org, bikeworks.org, and gorvgreenways.com. Again, seattlegreenways.org, bikeworks.org, and gorvgreenways.com. I'm Diane Horn. Thanks for listening, and be sure to tune in to the sustainability segment again next week on listener-powered 90.3 FM and KEXP.org.